I first met Kevin Colbert when he moved back to Pittsburgh and became general manager of the Steelers in a hockey locker room. We were both playing on a charity team with some amazing individuals like Jack Lambert and a lot of the Penguin alumni over the years. And lo and behold, Kevin, after 22 years, is retiring as general manager of your Pittsburgh Steelers. He's on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Kevin, good morning.
What's up, Larry? How are you? I'm still looking for my first goal from that endeavor.
And if you were watching me, so am I. But that was a great way to get to meet you. And I always tell people that you've always been the same. It's never been about you, always been about team. You kind of represent that quintessential Pittsburgh person like Ambassador Rooney appreciated. So how are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I mean, you know, with the draft process concluded and, you know, we're moving on with the 2023 season. And, of course, we're moving, you know, the organization will move on with a new person in my position. So I think it's an exciting time. A lot of transition going on with the organization, but I think everything will be great.
Now, there was some emotion over the weekend. How much time did you have to think about this event being the last NFL draft that you would be a part of for the Steelers? Or was it just business as usual?
You know what, Kevin? I didn't have time to think about it because, you know, really we were trying to make sure we got this thing correct in our vision. And you just spend so much time devouring information and trying to make the right decisions. I really didn't have a time for it to hit until your buddy Jeff Hathorn asked me a question, and it was like, uh-oh, you know, it hit me at that point, and just everything came crashing at that point, which I think is normal, and, it, you know, I just started to really appreciate everything that I've been able to be a part of, you know, in this great organization, obviously, in our great hometown.
And Kevin, for those that don't know, North Catholic grad, Robert Morris University, and I know you're doing a commencement speech for the graduates. Have you been working on that? Have you maybe have had some anxiety about giving that speech this Friday?
The anxiety I have, Larry, is I still have nightmares that I didn't graduate. I'm a little worried about getting close to that again. But it'll be fun. That'll be something you know, I'm anxious to do. It'll be, you know, you honor those that have got on and got their master's degree or their doctorate degrees. It'll be fun. It really will.
When is your last day with the Steelers? Because we're sitting here trying to figure, do we call him former or retiring or retired? What?
I'll be there through, I mean, my contract ends May 31st, and, you know, Art will be making decisions on who the next GM will be. In that interim, you know, could I stay in some type of role? We've left all those doors open, but, you know, the principle will be if I stay, I just don't want to be. If I can help and not hinder, then maybe it'll work out. But, you know, we're just leaving all those doors open, and really the focus for Art will be on trying to find the best person.
We're with Kevin Colbert, retiring general manager and vice president. And I saw your daughter, Jenny, she's doing great work with St. Anthony's School. And I said, what do you think about having dad around a lot longer? And I know the grandkids are going to love that, but I'm guessing you're going to have a hand in it because you're not going to be able to walk away 100%, do you think?
I don't know, Larry. I mean, we left that open. We really we don't have any concrete plans. And again, we'll see what happens within the organization, whether there's a role or not, and then we'll see what happens. As you mentioned, Jenny does great work with St. Anthony's, and there may be some things we can do. You know, my wife Janice and I can maybe get more involved in the community and some of the charitable outlets, just because, again, the time factor, you get pulled away so much with your involvement in your job that you don't maybe do as much as we would want to or should be doing. So, again, we'll leave all those doors open.
Yeah, you've worked an incredible amount over the years, and you may not think that you've contributed to the community the way you want to. However, you've contributed to our our ego and our pride and everything with the Super Bowls and the great players and the great memories. So thank you for all that you have done for all of us. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that too, Kevin. And again, I don't know if you just don't recognize what you maybe have been able to help accomplish, because you're always focused on what's coming down the road next.
Yeah, that's a good point. And how do you evaluate what you and the team, Coach Tomlin, were able to do through the draft? Obviously, your choice of Kenny Pickett was warmly received by many, many people. But just so people know, this is an evaluation process that's very professional. You're not just saying, hey, we're going to take the Pitt guy because he's a Pitt guy, right?
No. And, you know, obviously with the Pitt players, we get to see them almost daily, just through casual interactions, maybe seeing them in a parking lot or whatever, because our facilities are next to each other. And again, Kenny was, we were just very happy that we were able to pick him at 20. We had no belief whatsoever that that would be a reality. The rest of the guys, you know, we got what we believe is good players, but in that process, I mean, it is a minimum of a year-long process. Some of these players we've been grading for a couple of years because they had the option to come out, you know, maybe as underclassmen. So it is a long process. Sometimes a player like Kenny Pickett falls into our laps.
And what should the average fan know about the process? Because after a draft, everybody has an opinion of it, but it's a very difficult process. What should they know about your job that they don't before they get critical of anything?
Well, I mean, our scouts, they'll be working on next year's class in a week or two when they start their combine meetings. And then, you know, throughout the fall, the scouts are out, the GM is out. The coaches, of course, are focused on the team and the current season. So we go through that process all the way through December. We get into the All-Star game evaluations. We get into the combine evaluation. Then we get into the pro days. And then we come together for really 3.5 weeks of meetings to try to sort through all the information we got. And then, like I said, we just hope for good success coming out of what is really sometimes a year, sometimes two, as I mentioned, because some of these players were draft eligible last year, even though they decided to stay in school.
Well, for those that don't know, you're also an avid Penguins fan, too. I know you appreciate the Pirates. Did you stay up for triple overtime last night?
I did. It was great.
How about that? How about that? Stole one in New York. Well, Kevin, we'll stay in touch. Kevin's also on the board of the HM3 Independence Fund, getting ready for a big show, July 23rd, with Queen Bee, that's Bill Cowher's wife, The Temptations, Lou Gramm of The Foreigner, the voice of The Foreigner group for so long, and then The Jacksons, and then maybe we can get Kevin to get up on stage and sing.
We don't want to ruin that show, and that's a great lineup. I'm really looking forward to it and all the great work that Pat does. It's awesome.
Well, thanks for the time, Kevin. We'll see you soon, and enjoy yourself.
All right, guys. You have a great day now.
Thank you.
You too.